today on the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
And the ones that ultimately succeed are the ones that have the grit and resolve to push through hard times.
Maybe I led you to believe it was easy when it wasn't. Maybe I made you think my highlights started at the free throw line and not in the gym.
Let's eliminate the will to win and think about the will to prepare to win.
That's how winning is done.
It's about being a great teammate. It's about being accountable to one another. It's about being tough. It's about doing the right things for each other, but it's about doing it every day.
This is Fran Frischeller from ESPN, and you are listening to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show.
Hey, 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 welcome back or welcome to the Pure Sweat Basketball Show, where every episode is a micro clinic designed to serve players, coaches, and parents at every level of the game. I'm your host, Alan Stein. Today's show is brought to you by Dr. Dish, the best shooting machine on the market, dedicated to building complete players. Check out their new revolutionary skill builder program at drdishbasketball.com. If you mention this show, you'll receive an exclusive discount on your next purchase. We also want to show our sincere appreciation for Crossover, the top video breakdown service on the market. Visit crossoverwithak.com to see how they can help you win more games next season. We are excited to announce an opportunity where you can actually become a part of the show and join our conversations. We have set up a call-in voicemail number that will allow you to ask specific questions for Rich, Drew, and myself, or you can answer a question we pose in an episode for your chance to be featured on the show. This week's question is, what is something unique that you do during the preseason to help your team prepare for the upcoming season? Just call in to 815-408-1232, that's 815-408-1232, and either state your question and who you'd like to answer it, or share your answer to the question we've posed. We appreciate your support and all of your contributions. In today's episode, I begin a powerful chat with Steve Wojciechowski, former All-American Duke basketball god and currently the brilliant head coach at Marquette. All right, let's fire up the mics with Coach Wojo. Coach, how would you describe the culture that you've created at Marquette, and what are the most important pillars of that?
Well, you know, obviously, as anyone would tell you, culture is tremendously important, and I think culture is something that is that has to be worked on daily. You know, for us, you know, we try to teach our guys a lifestyle that will help them be at their best, both on the court and off the court, and we call it our We Are lifestyle. And the pillars of that, the very first pillar is to win every day, and that's the daily pursuit of excellence, the process of becoming our best each day, and that focusing on that process constantly. Then we talk about being selfless, you know, we over me, putting the team first, thinking about others first, serving others. And that's something that we talk about all the time with our guys. And then we talk about accountability, you know, being responsible and taking ownership for all of our actions and all the things that that happen to us, and making sure we control the controllables. And then we talk about being relentless competitors. You know, we want to be a group of men who attack everything on the court, in the classroom, and out in our community. And so we want guys who are tremendously competitive and bring that edge and spirit to all they do. And then we want our guys to be disciplined. Do what you're supposed to do when it's supposed to be done to the best of your ability every time. And so that is our We Are lifestyle, and those are the pillars that hold it. Obviously, we talk about more than those things, but those are things that we make sure that we touch on each and every day. And if those things can become habits instead of words on a piece of paper or words on a wall in a gym, then you're setting your young men up for success, fulfilling life. Not only as a basketball player, but more importantly as a person.
I love that. I love that you're taking attention to the whole person and not just what they do on the court. And obviously at your level, you have to recruit really talented players, but shall I assume that when you're looking to recruit a young man, that he has some of these pillars already instilled in him before you recruit him to make sure he's going to be a good fit to what you guys do?
Sure. You know, I think obviously, as you mentioned, you know, in order for us to compete in the Big East, which is as good a conference as there is, the guys that you put on the floor need to have a certain level of talent. You know, but for us, character is a non-negotiable. And certainly we're getting these guys as young men. Fortunately, the kids that we have in our program come from really good families. They have really good role models, whether it's the coaches that have coached them or their mentors who've helped develop them into who they've been. And so they've seen some of these words and these beliefs in action. And then it's a matter of taking those things to a higher level. Because I think, you know, I've been really fortunate to be a part of some championships and great organizations and great teams. And talent is a part of it, but character, the willingness to learn and improve, the ability to work with other people of diverse backgrounds, and the competitive spirit, you know, all of those things, when they all hit the mark together, then you have a chance of creating something really special on the court and off the court.
So you're recruiting kids with great talent and you're recruiting kids with great character. What still seems to be the hardest part for a young man acclimating from playing at the high school level to then playing for you in the Big East?
Well, I think adversity. And I think that, you know, across the board, you know, when you get to the college level, especially the high major level, you're going to run into some speed bumps, and at times you're going to run into some roadblocks. And the ones that ultimately succeed are the ones that have the grit and resolve to push through hard times. And every player along their journey, and I've coached some great ones, NBA lottery picks, national players of the year, terrific college player. There's not a player that I've ever been around that has not had a tough stretch, where they're not playing as well as they would like, they're not performing up to the level of expectations. And so you have to have a mental toughness to you to push through those times and use those challenging times as a springboard for greater growth. And the guys who I think get the most out of their college career and their most out of their athletic potential have grit and resolve, and don't give up at the first sign of adversity, because it is coming. And you have to help guys through that, because I think oftentimes, and again, I'm not making a judgment on anyone, we try to shield our kids from adversity. Or if something hard happens, we find we go somewhere else where it's going to be easier. Well, at some point, the rubber is going to meet the road. And you're going to have to push through hard things to find out how badly you want it, just how deeply committed you are. And I think that's a huge part of growth at the college level.
And I'm sure you have tremendous empathy, because you can draw on your own personal experiences. And I'm sure you faced some adversity and some challenges when you went from high school to then playing at Duke.
Without question. I mean, you know, obviously I was at Duke at a time where my freshman year we were 13-18, and Coach K got sick and was injured through the first, you know, quarter of the season, and ended up that he didn't coach for most of the year. We had a very difficult year as a group, a very challenging year as a player, where at times I didn't get off the bench, and other times when I was on the court I was playing horribly. And so it really tests you. And, you know, you have then a choice to make. You know, do you figure out why you are experiencing that? Do you figure out what you need to do to change? Are you willing to do the work to change? And are you willing to keep pushing? And, you know, one of the things that I'm most proud of, you know, during my time at Duke is we were able, from my freshman year to my senior year, to bring the program back full circle to being a really healthy, thriving program that has continued on to this day.
Now, you were an extremely accomplished player and, I mean, one of the top assistants in the country. What was the hardest part for you to change from going from being an assistant to being the head honcho?
Well, there's a huge difference from being an assistant to being a head coach. And you know, everyone tells you that. Every head coach, at least, will tell assistants that, and until you're actually in that seat, I don't think you can really fully appreciate all that goes into being a head coach and the constant barrage of decisions that you have to make from morning till evening.
Yeah.
And the extreme ownership that you feel. You know, when I was an assistant or associate head coach at Duke, I feel like I had as much ownership in the program as possible without being a head coach. But then when you are a head coach, the level of ownership of everything that goes on in a program, expands exponentially.
Yeah, I bet. Now, what are the traits that you look for now in your own assistants to help you make sure your program continues to thrive?
Well, I think the very first thing is I want guys who I work with to be great people and great role models for the kids that are in our program. I think it all starts with that. High character guys that will be a great role model for the young men that we're bringing into our program. Guys that when parents drop their children off to college, they can feel great about the hands that they're putting their son in. And so it starts with their character and their people. And I'm proud to say the people who work for me, my assistants, my extended staff, support staff, we have great people here. I also want guys who can connect and build relationships with people, because this is a relationship to business. And they have to be able to connect with our players. They have to be able to connect with our community. And they have to be able to connect with one another. I think one of the things that is really important and sometimes undervalued or maybe overlooked is, the chemistry amongst the staff.
Yeah.
You hear at times, when you're on the road that, staffs don't always get along. And so, my question to that would be, if the guys who are your quote unquote leaders as head coaches, assistant coaches, don't have great respect, communication, trust, relationships with one another, how is your team supposed to have that? And so, I want guys who can connect people, and our guys do a great job at that. And I want guys who are passionate about the game and who are continual learners. I think, the guys on my staff have great basketball experience. They understand the game. In many cases, they played the game at a really high level. But there's always more to learn that we can bring to the table that help our players, help our program, and help, most importantly, the kids that we're trying to teach.
That's it. Another episode in the bank. Thank you so much for investing your time with us. I hope Coach Wojo and I helped you raise your game. Don't forget to come back and listen to part two of this conversation. As always, I want to give another sincere thank you to Dr. Dish for revolutionizing basketball training with their innovative shooting machines. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com. And remember, if you mention this show, Dr. Dish will extend an exclusive discount on your next purchase. All right, it's time to get back in the gym.